You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Don't do no practice trying to do it like you want me to do it. So tell me don't come and you won't hurt my feeling. Because when you endure something, you made up your mind. This too shall pass. Why will you take it on again when you say, this too shall pass? I done endured it as a good soldier. I put on the equipment to fight in this army, this lawless world system, this religious tradition system. Because don't nobody get down with you unless you're up there talking about your PhD and you done build a country over there and nobody know about it. And you want to look at my Lamborghini, I got four of them. You can't take them to heaven. I bless his name today. I didn't come to do what he tell me to do. Because the year about over. He got some folks that won't make it to the next year. But I began to say, see, the early church lived in expectation. We don't live like that now. Because we done got caught up in gravitation. Height in me. And I know I got, you ain't got enough to know it in yourself. You don't know enough to know you got it like that. You don't got enough of a surety that your riches won't end you up in hell. Oh, my God. See, this job is an employing job. Oh, I ain't hear nobody. Employ you to want to be saved. Employ you to say God is a provider. Employ you, if you wait on him and endure something, he'll come to see about you. And you can get off your big head and your showcase because you're catching hell in it anyway. But I want to humble myself and come down at the feet of you, Jesus. And when I get down there, I want you to restrain me from my own self. I want you to fix my mind so I can have the mind of you, Christ Jesus. That I will be assigned to many tasks. But it is you and not I. I want you to be assure me that you are greater than the situation. I ain't hear nobody up in here. I know that I must have patience to endure over the victory. I must believe that you're the great I am. And weeping may endure for just a night. But I'm going to grab hold of you right down here at your feet and say, here I am. King Jesus, I found out I'm not smart enough. I found out that I don't know enough. I found out that I am not equipped to endure nothing without you. I can't take a beating and keep on going. But I say, here am I, oh Jesus, help me, because you came down here just for me, my God, to depart me from sin and know that you're greater. You want to deposit in me your revelation knowledge. You want to deposit in me how to endure, how to have patience, not keep running off because somebody done pulled my tail. But oh, Jesus, give me assurance that my going through, that my suffering ain't in vain. I bless your name. Give me the peace of mind where I'll be assured every time I need you, every time trouble come and smother me, trying to shield me from my place, you'll come in here and say, I have not forgot about you. Just call me a little longer. Call on me. I will sustain you. I will strengthen you. I will empower you. Can I get somebody? Oh, Jesus. Because we're looking at people in the church world as well in the natural world. Oh, if I could win the lottery, if I could be rich, why won't you find out what his richness demonstrate? Won't you find out what his richness can do? Oh, some of us down on the world system still. first of the month come tomorrow. And if you don't pay for your rent, you might be out for the end of the month. I ain't hear nobody. I know my rent due. The rent due on this building, rent due on my house, rent due on my car. Rent due on a lot of other things too. Some yet you ain't so concerned about. Can I get a witness? See, we can get in a backslide in Proverbs 14. We can get on a backslide in modem. We keep going through the rituals and keep speaking in tongues and keep prophesying. And we think we okay and we straight. Are you hearing me? Somebody told me, say, Pastor, I want you to look at these people here who always conning people out of money. I said, you one too. How you going to look at somebody else and you don't see yourself? That's our biggest problem, looking at somebody else instead of identifying myself. Do you think that they are exempt from God in this time and coming and shut them down? I don't care what kind of ism and schism you play with, but don't play with him. So we look at people. That's why we want the gift of prophecy. Oh, God, you ask about, I am a prophet, a prophetess. Who told you? Me, myself. Who equipped you? Me, myself. I was up under this leading ministry. They had 10,000. And they picked me. I got credentials from the natural. I got gold cards. You can have one. And you get all puffed up in yourself. But when you endure something, when you go through something, when you suffer, nobody in this house wants to suffer for no things to get in a place in hell. Nobody wants to go through nothing. They want that hunky-dory. They want to go on the job and want to be the supervisor time they get there all day. Mm-hmm. You want people tell people what to do and they don't know what to do. That's our characteristic. But when we make up our mind, Christ died for you and I, that he will put his anointing in us. See, we think it's about our learning that we got from folks. He'll put you out there in a column by yourself. And if he don't learn you nothing about who he is, you are pity for crazy. Amen. Right. And we get people in our life and they can deprogram us. Amen. And they program your mind about who they are. Amen. About their riches. I'm in the house, I got it. Amen. And you start looking at what they say they got. But you ain't following them real close. My God, my God. So we looking. When he said the riches, I said, I can identify what you're talking about if we go down there to somebody got a lot of money that you will look up to them. No, no, no. See, what we looking at, the riches of this world, not the riches in Christ. God, we can't see it. We don't believe it. That's what's wrong with so many people. They don't believe that he can take nothing and create something, take a little and make a lot. Amen. Mm-hmm. It's something I can't really tell, but I'm tapping by it. You don't need no money if he can bring you to believe he's greater than money. You don't need no flow plan. He'll have a plan. And this plan to show you I am. I'm more than enough to meet you. I know some of us are here still working on trying to get our credit right and ain't got nothing yet. Them paid all the money, you looking for them people to come through for you. Every time you look up, bump, another thing you got to put up with. Oh, let me leave that alone. Because people get mad with the truth. We take so much time to utilize the world system. That's why we can't get spiritual. That's why we can't connect up and believe that prayer has power. Prayer will empower you and strengthen you, that you will be able to stand and continue to go through whatever it is. I understand some people think they're exempt. They can't stay, do nothing, can't go through nothing, get anybody to piss them off. No, they can't do that. You can't even speak loud to them because they don't got them attitude and they gone. Can I talk to somebody? But there's a passage in the scripture that says, wait, I say. On who? On the Lord. We waiting on people to do that what only he can do. But when we make up our mind that people is more influenced than him, spiritual. See, we talk a whole lot of stuff, but we don't believe a whole lot of spiritual stuff. Everybody trying to pull the card out with somebody to know they Pastor Doolittle. Want to insert you on the media. I don't get down like that because he brought me too far. Huh? He said if I were hungry, I wouldn't tell you. We tell too many people that's how we messed up. And still I'm making up my mind. I'm going to tell you what you already know. Hallelujah. See, he want to take us through something. Sometimes we up in here, some folks already thought they were rich and somebody done took it away from them. You got wrong information. I'm talking about rich in spirit. You have more than enough. But he require you to be careful and not think it's yours, but it's mine. My Holy Spirit, I allow it to dwell where I would want it to be, not where folks say it should be. I'm in the house. We can't rejoice because we're looking around at our responsibility. But when you go through something, I know Sister Nikki can sing. She's been singing ever since before she had Michael. She's been singing. But it's a little different when you go through something, tap into the anointing. Nikki, don't get mad with me. I'm going to put some oil on you. But it's a different when you go through something. You move other people. I ain't hearing nobody. I ain't trying to pump up and y'all want to know her business, ask her. But it's something else when you tap into the power of the Most High God. He said, forget y'all. You don't know what he done for me. You don't know my battle. But he's a battle fixer. So I got to get up to my praise up in there. I ain't pumping up Apostle Grant because he don't need no pump because every time he get one, somebody stick a hole in him. But when you're going through something, God can send you a word that will take you in another level in his anointing. And all that work, been work against the Holy Spirit to hinder you, he'll allow it to be to none effect, but you got to do something. This ain't teaching scholar people nothing. But the people want something from God. I hope you hear. He's from 1 to 6. But he said, I'll climb it on 6. When we think I have been guilty of looking at what somebody else thought they had and it shifts you from what God has for you. As long as you look at them, it's going to look like they're doing good. Look like they have an overflow and plenty. We talking about spiritual stuff today. We ain't talking about no natural. You can break in the bank and get 25 years and break in the next when you get out the next 25. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when we began to get our eyes on him and stop questioning him, why I don't have this. What sickened me with people who pretending they so happy being married, they influence other people with wrong information. Get happy in Jesus, somebody will see you happy. And you can tell the truth, we had a fight last night, but we still in love. I'm going to bop him in his head with the hammer, but the Lord said, don't do it. We don't want to tell people them kind of story because you want them to think every day is a hunky dough. As soon as you say, forgive me, Lord. I thank you for keeping me because I'm going to bust his head open. Yesterday evening, I was looking at this criminal mind. This lady got married to this guy when she was 16 years old. And she said he was a woman's man, and she still loved him anyway. She had the gun, and she kept telling him, I'm going to kill him. Of course, he didn't mean it because she worked two jobs. He stayed home. He was the house husband. But he went out at night because he done cooked and cleaned the house in the day and kept the children. So at night, it's his time to go out, and he'd come back the next morning. And she had been plotting, say, I'm going to kill him. And this particular time, he came home this night. He was in the shower trying to get a bath where he can go do his playing job. She told the detective that she didn't know where he was at, but she killed him in the shower. She shot him once in the head and one in the neck. And this woman is doing life in prison. She couldn't let him go out of here. The man already told her he didn't want her. But we hold on to hopelessness, and our hope is not in Jesus. I looked at it and I thought about me. I said, my God, you're so good. Because a demon will come and get you, and it'll hold you in bondage. And you began to look at that person. I mean, he was a fine hunk of man. And she will look like Miss Butterworth. I'm just keeping it real. She'd pull her hair back, and she just to no effect. Her life was in him. And I said, life in prison. After 25 years, she can come up for parole. But she done did all her time. But when we do the time for God to bring us out, it's different time. You will walk in the victory when you let God. We can't give up nothing. Oh, it's in the house today. Get the stout knee men. Ain't that what you say? Stalking. Stalking these men. About to burn up that phone. Peeping in the window. That is not of God. When you find you got a problem that severe, you need to go to him. Because you going through your suffering. You are in pain. Your mind done clicked on crazy. I ain't hear nobody. Let me get back to the word. What was I talking about now? But we can't get, might not mean it right now. But what I've defined that you can do, you can let God establish you. It's good to assemble yourself together. You get strength from each other. And if you got a problem, every time the door opened, I was in there. I ain't worried about folks say I can't do this. He say I can, so forget what folks say. When I found out this thing was going to kill me dead as a donut, I began to go to a prayer meeting. And the rats would run across the floor. And the pocketbook, the roaches you didn't bring in there, they would get in your pocketbook from being in there. But I said, forget all this. I got to get to Jesus. I got to go somewhere where people ain't pretending that they want Jesus. That they've been through somewhere. I can hear their story. Where I can grab my own son. I got one too. My God. It ain't always got to be a man or woman. Your children can have your mister. And you up there trying to cover up, don't want nobody to know what they're doing. They're killing you. And down in Matthew, he said, rejoice and be glad and praise the Lord. We are not doing that. Now some of us act like we icicles. Don't nothing move you. But another demonic demon. You got enough of them holding you in bondage. I want him to loose me and let me go. I ain't hearing nobody. I got a radical style, but I got it from going through. I got a radical praise, and I don't need nobody to help me, and I don't care what they say about me. Because you wasn't my source then, and I do know better now. You ain't my source now. But he has proven to me that he is a provider. And unjust, he will manifest. When you think that you have authority and control God creation, the spirit of the living God that he will put down inside of you when you stop faking it like you done made it. When you're going through so much and the enemy said, go on and say you want to die. But oh, King Jesus, I reached up and say I want to live. and declare that you are a healer. Declare that you will bring them out. Declare that no weapon formed against you will prosper. That if I keep my focus on you, and when it seems like I can't go no further, I call on your name with sincerity and sincerity. Here I am again. I'm about to quit again, but I need your help to empower me so I won't have to start back at the back of the line. It's a hard thing when we done gave up on Jesus and we faking it like we have, and everything done went wrong and ain't nothing got right. But I said, thank you for being a provider. Thank you for being my way maker. Thank you for being my healer. Cause the enemy wants to thank me to thank that you have not put enough of you in me that the enemy shouldn't mess with it. I give him praise today. I want you to build up this foundation up in you so it won't be disturbed, so it won't be shifted when nobody come and shift it and tear it down. I want it to be you and you alone. I give you praise. Teach me how to hold on to your unchanging hand. Teach me how to rejoice and praise you when all trouble, hell got me, it's sticking to me like glue. Can I praise you? Well, you will loosen me up. Can I tell you thank you and really mean it from my heart? My heart is acting up. I might go, but you a heart fixer. I bless your name. I give you glory. I'm going to keep praising you because man don't know what my assignment is, and they don't care anyway. But thank you, King Jesus. You came down here, suffer, died for me. I'm about as good as you are. Teach me how that I can suffer for your sake, and I can give you glory in the midst of all these storms that keep on raging over and over in my life. I don't need to understand it, but I need to grab a hold. You are greater than my adversary, so I'm going to say thank you when I don't feel like it. I'm going to praise you when it ain't looking like it. Thank you. Somebody in here don't believe he got all power. That's why we take it personal. Going to point our finger. Going to hate somebody because they think they got it together. You need to shift your spirit. Say it ain't so. You got all power and you ain't releasing your power to no vessel. I bless his name because they say they got it. But you are greater. Teach me how to look to you. Even though it don't feel good, I ain't looking good and it ain't good, but it's all do I believe that you can make it good. Can I get a witness? Can I get somebody? Say, I've been through many storms, many rages, still is, but I made up my mind. Hallelujah. If you keep me living, teach me how to say it ain't personal. It's about you now. I bless your name. The witch gonna get his day. The sorcerer gonna get his too. The dicks gonna get theirs too. You don't have to worry because it's your covering name, Jesus. He gonna uncover you. I bless his name. Hallelujah. Folks are killed. Yeah, when they find out genuine is. Oh, it ain't taught you speaking in tongue and falling out. Tongues is a gift. Amen. You can be the devil advocate. Yes, I ain't hearing nobody. Amen. I speak in tongue too. And that go for me too. And anybody else. But I want a relationship to be developed between me and him. Because if he loved me enough, and he does. He died for all of us, but some don't think so. Amen. Come down here and we're crucified. Trying to show proof that he's greater. And you catch hell trying to be a representative. The devil come and lock on to you. Is it all right, Brother Calvin, if I keep it down where you can read me? The devil come and get you with all his sincerity. You mean well and all his advocate and aints and amp come at you, but you stole be assured. My God, I'm assured he's greater. And I'm going to watch his power show proof he's greater. I feel anointed moving all up in me. Grab it for your sake. When he say I can trust you, I mean I can trust you. And not one thing, various things. Can I get a witness? I bless his name. Hallelujah. He told me to preach, but I sang to him. I ain't hear nobody. Oh, my God, I glorify him. I exalt him. Can I get somebody? You ain't got to be jealous, sit on your fat tail and be, that ain't a God. How would you know? How would you know? When you ain't done nothing but criticize and point a finger. How would you know? We scatter all these folks. They come to see where you're at. Or what you're saying. My God. I not preached a message that I didn't tell God I did my best for you. Now you handle all them folks who got the mouth on you. Because it ain't about me. I'm going to still be hollering and preaching the best I can. It's all right, woman of God, that I'm crazy for him. You hear me? I'll snatch this wig off if it's necessary. Huh? Huh? You don't know where he brought me from. You don't know he reached down in the pit of a hell and said, you can't have her. I want her to be trusted to go and win souls for my kingdom. For her to tell somebody he lives. Where does he live? Down inside of me. Every time I look around, he manifests and he lives. Because he lifts me up from the assignment of Satan and say, you are rich in me. Keep on saying, I am your provider. I am your sustainer. I am your keeper. Oh my, I've seen every one of your tears. I've seen your suffering. I've seen your endurance. I've seen, because I see all. Can I get somebody to say it's Jesus? It's Jesus. I want to take a change. I want my mind to be changed. I ain't hear nobody. I'm preaching because it's for me. I bless his name. Whole 12 months he done brought me. But other than that, he done brought me 70 years. I bless his name. I give him praise. I give him praise. I ain't looking for nobody else to praise. Because somebody else might not know he inhabit the praise of his people. Sit down and be cute and tell him, I got enough, but I don't know about you. I need more to keep on enduring, to keep on going forward, keep on taking a licking. I ain't hear nobody taking a beat down and walking on. Rejection, out of disrespect, and all of that. But it's still well, my Savior, I want him to live in me. Forget about you and your bougie tail. Because he ain't no self-righteous. He's righteous. I ain't hear nobody. So I praise him. I can praise him with all I've been through. It's all right if you said that ain't a him. How would you know?
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreachministry.com.